Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. Somebody that was there for that shellacking last year that the Tigers put on KU. It is Michael Swain joining us on the show today. Michael, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely, Michael. Let's start with this. I think Darren Peterson is going to play. Rob thinks Darren Peterson is going to play. Do you think he is going to play?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. I'd love to say, yeah, he is. Look, if you were to go and read specifically the quotes, right, that Bill Self said today, I mean, he is putting it out there, I think, as much as blatantly possible that Darren Peterson can play on Sunday. You know, he said, I think the quote was, he should play, and then later on said, you know, when he does play on Sunday, it's one of those where I think Self's making it abundantly clear that this kid is ready to go. Will he play? I don't know. I think there is a good shot. I definitely feel better about this right now than I did about UConn a couple of days back. But, man, it's just one of those situations where when you've got a kid that I think has been as well-managed as anybody going back to high school, you know, you can go back to his high school recruitment. He took all the visits, right? Everyone knew he was going to Kansas, but he took all the visits. And you just look at someone that, again, like over time, everything has been picture perfect. And so far this year, right, two games, he looked legit. Some NBA mock drafts are coming out. He's still number one. So there's a lot to protect here if you're someone close to Darren Peterson. And making sure that he is available to play and does not have a major hamstring injury that would rule you out, right, if you have a major one, you know, you're talking 2-3 months. And that's basically your whole season. And then you're worried about, okay, what's the rehab process like? So it's one of those situations where I think Self wants the kid to play. I think Darren wants to play. But I think those close to him are kind of trying to, you know, make sure that he is fully ready to go. So when he goes out there, he can play to his talent level, which is the number one pick in next year's draft. And then he can do it for the rest of the season. There's not this yo-yo of, oh, he plays and then he doesn't. Because that can really mess with the rhythm and really mess with the team overall if they don't know what to expect. So long answer to short question. But I think this is probably the closest he's been to being able to play. But, man, I'm kind of in that mode of when he is out on the floor in the Kansas jersey and the ball's tipped off, that's when I'll officially be ready to be like, yep, okay, he's actually playing.
So let me just tell you this, Michael, kind of what I've been saying on the show has been this. If he's injured, that's one thing. Like, if you are injured, can't go, that's another thing. But I think there is an expectation for athletes to play when they're hurt, especially when they are now being compensated. This isn't like it was 10 years ago. Darren Peterson is a millionaire to play basketball at the University of Kansas. So I think whenever Coach Self throws terms out there like he's 90-95%, man, the expectation if you're an athlete and you're 95% healthy is to play in this. So I just think the messaging has been a little bit off in this thing. I have no clue what percentage he is. You have no clue what percentage he is. But I think when fans hear, hey, this guy who's making a whole lot of money is 95% to play, we got a game against UConn where if you play, we think we can win this game, but you can't go. I think that's just created a weird relationship between the fans and Darren Peterson heading into his college career.
For sure. And look, let's take the big picture into this too, right? This has been a...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Interestingly managed injury from the beginning, right? Because initially it was cramps. And then it was he had a stomach bug. And then it wasn't until about the Duke game when finally it was said, okay, yeah, it's a hamstring strain. Now, I can understand, right? If you're like, man, this kid's have some cramp issues and it's usually his hamstring, like, let's go. That's weird. And then it takes a while to figure it out. But then I think just the way that the injury was conveyed from the get-go, compiled with, man, soft tissue stuff is just hard. I think that's also created some of this just question of the will he, won't he. And then when your head coach comes out and says he's 95% when you're playing a top five team in Allen Fieldhouse and one of the best atmospheres I've seen in Allen Fieldhouse, like, yeah, I think there is a – you can understand why people are frustrated with it. And I think on the same token, right, you can say that, man, if that was the Final Four, I think Darren plays. And I think the timing of the game and where you are in the season and what is still left to play is probably – what has an influence on that. So it's just one of those situations where from the get-go, if it had been, okay, after North Carolina, hey, Darren has a hamstring injury, reevaluated 10 days, a week, we'll let you know. That maybe would have created a different environment around this injury rather than week to week, me writing an update every single time Bill Self talks about what he has to say about the injury when instead, you know, if from the get-go it's, hey, or once the hamstring strain happens, hey, you know, we think after the player's there, he'll be able to play. And I just think that some of the way that the messaging has been conveyed has created an environment where, yeah, you know, fans can get frustrated by right. What is said after the UConn game, you know?
No, for sure. Absolutely. Right now we're talking to Michael Swain, who covers the Jayhawks for 24/7 Sports. Michael, I say this as a broadcaster, not as a Missouri fan. This KU team is so much more likable than last year's team. They're a lot more just fun to watch than last year's team. I don't know how overly talented this KU team is, and I think they have some obvious flaws, but this is a team that I think Bill is enjoying coaching. They're a team that I think plays hard. They're a team that I think gives effort and likes playing together. And that's a good foundation to turn things around. And then when you add the potential number one overall pick, KU's got a chance to be decent this year.
Yeah, and here, let's use last year's comparison, right? That you mentioned the Missouri game right as I was jumping on. Okay, look at last year's Missouri game. How do you get blown off the floor in a rivalry game and not have it look like some of your guys are trying, right? That was the issue with last year's team. There were just games where it was like KU just decided it didn't want to play basketball that day. I don't think that will ever be an issue with this year's KU team. There are too many guys that are just straight-up competitors, right? You know, look, Melvin Council can have some issues shooting the ball. Okay, but that dude plays at 100 miles an hour every minute he's on the floor, and he's playing 38 minutes, right? Trey White, you know, just consistently has carried this team when Darren's been out. And, you know, you can go up and down the roster, right, of guys that have really competed, right, people that were overlooked by, like, El Marco Jackson or Jamar McDowell. Going into the year, I would have said, okay, hey, those are your eighth or ninth men, and if you're having to play those guys 25 minutes, you're in serious trouble. Well, KU just beat Tennessee last week with Jamari being a 30-minute player. So you can just look at this team and it just fits what you've seen Self's teams be in the past. They are ultra competitive. They work their tails off on both ends of the floor. Is it always pretty? No, most definitely not pretty. But man, it just fits what Self's mentality has been at Kansas for so long. And I think that's what made last year and the year before that so different was the fact that the leader of those teams was Hunter Dickinson. And as much as you can say about Hunter being a skilled player, being incredibly talented, he just produces every week. He does not have that same dog mentality that some of the guys on this year's team have. And so that's the biggest difference that I see.
That is our guy, Michael Swain, joining us on the show today to get you ready for Sunday's matchup against Missouri as KU and Missouri meet at T-Mobile Center. Michael, do you have a favorite Border War memory? Like if somebody was like, hey, what's your favorite memory? Do you have one?
Well, I didn't grow up in the area, so I was not exposed to it until really the basketball rivalry got renewed. So I would say the game, I think it was Grady Dick, maybe that season when they went and won in Columbia the first time, right? It was played in Columbia in a long time, and the atmosphere around the game was awesome, right? Fans were hyped pregame. You got Eli Drinkwitz with some famous signs, right, in the student section. That's one of those that I think is really cool because it just felt – like the hostility that you don't necessarily feel when you go to some of these Big 12 arenas. And I think that is definitely one of those that's always stuck with me.
Yeah, Michael, you and I have completely different memories from being at that game because I remember in the first like 3 minutes of the game thinking, yo, Missouri about to get pummeled in this game. And that is exactly what happened. So you and I just got different memories when it comes to the Border War. Michael, always great to catch up with you, man. We'll catch up with you down the road whenever Darren Peterson gets back on the floor, my man.
Awesome. Sounds good. Hey, maybe that's Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Michael Sway joining us on the show today. He said Grady Dick. I'll never want to hear that name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.